Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this early Tuesday morning and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I start the podcast, I wanted to start with a beautiful song by Josh Baldwin, Time and Time Again. Amen. I was listening to that song this morning, Time and Time Again. And I just had to stop and offer you a few words of encouragement. I've been up all night. I haven't slept a wink. But I was determined to encourage you. Whatever struggle you may be going through today, you keep pushing. You keep warring in prayer. You continue to push forward out of your past. God's got so much more for you. I just continued to think about this myself. I usually try to make a podcast once a week, and one of my precious friends, there was actually a clip of when she went live about over 3 years ago when I first found her page, Unchained to Soar. Her name is Tina Bennettencourt. If you're not following her page, Unchained to Soar, I would encourage you to go check it out. And if you look on my page, Andrea Kaczynski, I shared that live. It's only about 15 minutes. It's so powerful what she is talking about. And I had also confirmed so many things in my spirit again. I had felt led to read the Psalms 91 on one of my Pray Always and Relax podcasts a few weeks ago. And she was talking about that being in that secret place, because that's where we find that strength, just seeking God. So go take a listen to that if you have a few moments. I know you will be encouraged. And thank you, Tina, for being obedient, having the courage to do that live when you did. I know it was 5 years ago, but when it popped up, it just so was God's perfect timing for me to hear it this past weekend and the first time I ever heard it. And it just pushed me. It pushed me to do this podcast today. Because so many times when we're going through things, we think, I'll do this later. I'll do this tomorrow. I'll put it off, you know. And I just decided today, I was, you know, struggling, not feeling the greatest, been up all night. And I was like, no, I am going to do this before I lay down to rest. And you have to be determined. You have to be willing to fight for your future. You have to be willing sometimes to say no to the flesh and what you want. Sometimes when God is speaking to you, you don't feel like encouraging someone else. You feel like laying down and resting and say, forget this. When sometimes God is trying to discipline your flesh by saying, maybe you need to push back the plate today. Seek me, worship me until I give you the answers you're looking for. Get into the Word. You know, that's not fun. It's not fun at all. But that's where, when we get into that secret place, we're going to find what God is trying to say to us. We may feel like we're being sifted like wheat. Like, I cannot do this any longer. Not one more second, God. I mean, come on, Lord. This has been going on for years. What are you trying to get out of me? But there's something that he is trying to work out of the situation that you are in to be a message to someone else through the mess you're in, to be a testimony from the test that you went through. And he is going to make you victorious and not a victim. You know, sometimes we tend to feel like, you know, why does this continue to happen? Why am I going through this? You know, we feel like a victim. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to get into those downcast feelings. He wants us to feel like we're no good to the world. We can't encourage no one. We're still going through so much. What use are we? No, no, no. You have to fight those thoughts. And you've heard me say this many a times. That's called a miracle in the mind. When you can fight it with the chapter in Romans 8 where it says, I am renewed by the transforming of my mind. He will renew you in your mind, and you will be transformed in the renewing in your mindset as you put your mind on Him. Isaiah 26:3 says, "He that keeps in perfect peace and his mind is stayed on thee, I will keep him in perfect peace." You can tell I'm kind of tired. I know these aren't all going in the exact order as the scripture says. But that's the way the enemy wants to do us. But you know what? I'm going to give it back to him, and I'm going to do it anyway, no matter how it sounds. Because if it can encourage you and get you to push him forward, if it's just one person, then it's worth it all. You just remember, when you feel like giving up, when you feel like you cannot push anymore, when you feel like the job you're working on is just, "I can't do this anymore, Lord. You're going to have to do something today. You're going to have to move today. Lord, this pain in my body, it's not ending. It's continuing. How do you expect me to serve you when I'm in this kind of pain, Lord?" You keep pushing. If you're battling an addiction and you feel like, "I've battled this for years, when's it going to end?" No matter what that addiction may be, substance abuse, alcohol, food, sexual addiction, shopping, whatever it may be that's taking your time away from pursuing a relationship with God. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to pull you away from seeing that God has more for you, if you let Him. But don't you let Him. Because that's what His plan is. But God's plan is, Jeremiah 29:11. "I have great plans for you. Plans to prosper you and give you hope for your future." And you remember that as you go about your day today, no matter how tough that road may be. If you've lost a loved one and you may be grieving so deeply, God can fill the void. He can carry you through this season that you're in. Lean on Him today. And I wanted to share the Jesus is calling with you. I found it so beautifully. It encouraged me today. "Waiting on me means directing your attention to me in hopeful anticipation of what I will do. It entails trusting me with every fiber of your being instead of trying to figure things out ourselves." So true, right? "Waiting on me is the way I designed you to live all day, every day. I created you to stay conscious of me as you go about your daily duties. I have promised many blessings to those who wait on me. Renewed strength, living above one's circumstances, resurgence of hope, awareness of my continual presence. Waiting on me enables you to glorify me by living in deep dependence on me. Ready to do my will. It also helps you to enjoy me in my presence is fullness of joy." Amen, right? Because we know the joy of the Lord. It says in the scripture, the joy of the Lord is our strength. If the enemy can steal that joy by beating you down mentally, beating you down physically, he's got you. And then he gets you in that mindset of, "I can't do this. Oh, I can't do this." And then you get depressed. You just get in that pitiful state of mind to where all your thought process is down, down, down. But we've got to learn to reverse that. And as it says, trusting on God with all your heart and depending on Him every moment. And one of the scriptures that so happened to be referenced today in this devotion is Isaiah 40 and 31. Those who renew their strength shall mount up with wings like eagles. They may run and not grow weary if you just keep holding on. You're going to soar on the wings like an eagle. So you just keep pushing, no matter how tough it may be, because you're fixing to take flight and you're going to soar. Let me pray for you before I end. Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, and those out there who may be listening to this podcast, I just ask that you would just strengthen them on their journey. You would give them courage to keep moving forward. You would give them the wisdom, the knowledge to take that next step when they don't feel like they can take another step. And I cancel every plan of the enemy, devil, and all your minions. You go back to hell right now where you belong. You are under our feet. You remember that. Because God goes before us. He gives us the strength. He gives us the wisdom and courage to keep moving forward. So I command you to move out of each and every one listening right now. Move out of their life. Give them that joy that comes in the morning, that they would just keep pushing forward, keep persevering, keep the faith no matter what they're going through, because the best is yet to come. And Lord, let them feel you carrying them in this moment, in every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. And I don't know who needs to hear this out there today, but I'm going to play one more song for you by Josh Groban. By Josh Baldwin. No, devil. I'm going to finish this podcast. Even if it sounds backwards, forwards, I hope you get the message the way God intended it to me for you. I'm going to play you another song by Josh Baldwin. You are made for more. You're made for so much more than what you've been through in the past, what you've come through. Remember, you grow through what you go through, and you keep growing through the things you're going through, because you are made for so much more. And don't you ever let the enemy whisper in your ear that you're not. Here's Josh Baldwin. You're made for more.
I know who I am, 'cause I know. Salvation was only the start. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. Tending a grave, I was called by name, born in.
You were made for so much more. And remember, if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. And have a beautiful day. God's got you. See you next time.